Did Massachusetts taxpayers help fund the activities of the Tsarnaev brothers? The House Audit and Oversight Committee held a meeting to look into welfare benefits received by the Tsarnaevs, but the meeting ended after 5 minutes, with few questions actually being answered. Chairman David Linsky, a Natick Democrat, says the committee has rounded up more than 400 pages of documents, but he wouldn't say what was in them.
I can tell you what has already previously been reported.
What can you tell us new? You've got 500 pages of documents. What can you say that's
new? I will tell you anything that's new that I can legally tell you what I can do. I assure you, I want the public to know here. I want the public to know everything that they legally can, and that's what we're trying to figure out what we have right now.
He wouldn't release the documents to the public because of privacy rules. The state has confirmed that both Tsarnaev brothers received funds from the Department of Transitional Assistance. The older brother, Tamerlan, his wife and 3-year-old child were receiving benefits until last year, and the parents received welfare benefits when the brothers were younger. Republican Shauna O'Connell of Taunton, a longtime critic of the state's welfare policies, says she was hoping for more information from the committee.
I am concerned that, you know, the taxpayers and victims here may have been funding terrorists, and people have a right to know if that is the case, and they have the right to know immediately. It's going to take an awful long time to go through 500 pages of documents to find out that information, where I think it should be available at the touch of a button.
Members of the House Oversight Committee are urging patience as they sort through the documents, trying to determine exactly what benefits the Tsarnaev family got, when the benefits were received, and whether they were received legally. Chairman Linsky says the committee will reconvene as early as the end of the week to take testimony from officials from the Department of Transitional Assistance. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.